Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up, and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I am Chris, and y'all are the people. Now on today's episode, we're going to be talking to people about digging up dead family members. We're going to be talking to someone having a little scandalosia little moment at work with their boss. And then, of course, when is there not a closeted gay man? So, I mean, if that doesn't make you want to stick around, I don't know what will. Now, if this is your very first time tuning into Chris vs. the People, welcome. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We have video episodes up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVsThePeople. We've either hit or are about to hit 25,000 subscribers, which is so crazy that we're a fourth of the way to 100K. We're dreaming big, people, okay? And then, as always, we will be doing the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, patreon.com/ChrisClemons. You can find the links in the description. And if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People, the form to fill out is in the description as well. And with all that out of the way, we've got our very first call.
Hello.
Hi, Amber. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what's going on with you and your job?
Well, a lot. Well, my job's fine, thankfully. I won't get in trouble, I don't believe.
No, your job, based off of what I know, seems very fine. Some might even say fun.
It's quite fun. So I sexed my boss. Thankfully, I kind of quit that, but now I just sleep with one of my coworkers.
Okay, so my first question is, have you always been the office slut?
Yeah.
Honestly, I admire the honesty.
I like to keep it fun. The job's not that fucking exciting. Sorry, I'm going to cuss. My bad.
No, you can. I have an editor for a reason.
Yeah, so that's the excitement, I suppose.
So your job isn't exciting, so you make the excitement.
Yes.
How long were you sexting your boss?
Well, so I just went back and looked. It started 9 months ago.
Oh my God, that's like the amount of time it takes to grow a full baby. You've been sexting. That's like a long time.
It is. So like the biggest, I feel like I should just go ahead and get this out of the way. A, he's married with 4 kids and like family company. He could lose his entire livelihood. So he, yeah. Also, sexed the coworker that's, not that one, my bad, sleep with the other coworker. That's a lot less risky, thankfully.
Oh my God, it's a family business that he's quite literally fucking?
So he's the family. All of the family owns it, and then like he's in it with family. So if he were to cheat on wife and he leaves, he no longer has a job nor wife and 4 kids.
Wow. Oh my God. And the fact that you know this, do you feel weird about doing this?
Yeah, but not my marriage, not my monkeys.
I mean, listen, I'm not Barnum nor Bailey, so they're definitely not my monkeys. But how did this start? Like, how do you get in a position where, like, to me, I have always feared authority. Like, to me, like, even like my team, like my agents and my manager, like I'm afraid of them. Like every time they call, I'm like, they're dropping me, I'm getting fired, like da 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 da. And it, like, it's insane. So like the idea of sexting my boss is like just
a lot of like anxious jokes. So it like got that out of the way of like me making bad jokes to like start it off with.
In person?
Yes, in person.
Okay.
Like our entire company, we make a lot of jokes. It's just the type of business that we're in. We all make a lot of jokes. It's fine. We all do it. But we would do them over texts and send like memes and stuff. And then one Friday, we were texting that night or like sending all of those memes back and forth. And that night he asked me what my plans were for the weekend of that Friday. I said I was going to go drink and some other things. And somehow ended up with us at like 9 o'clock at night, still texting. And I was like, well, I'm going upstairs to go hang out with my friend. I'll talk to you later, whatever. And he said, cool, call her later if you want. Like, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday. And he's saying, you can talk to me later. So I did. That next morning, I still did. And then I went out of town like a week later. So I'm gone from work. He's at work and he had to text me about something for work. And he asked me how the trip was. And then that entire time I was gone, we just kind of like flirted back and forth. And it went from like, he asked me how it was going. And I made a joke about how I'd rather, there was a meeting. And I said, I'd rather boot scoot on bare hot coals and fresh razor blades than do that meeting. File an HR report if you want. And I think that opened the floodgates because I was like, file an HR report. I don't care. But then HR was out of the window, maybe?
No, I don't think HR was ever in the window. I'm just going to be honest.
No.
So no. Have you guys like been physical or has it just been over text?
It's all over text. And so like I always, it ended up with like somehow he was talking about like toys and.
Wait, like. I'm assuming, like, the toys that perhaps you and I are familiar with, not, like, the ones that my friend's baby just opened on their first birthday party I just came from.
Yeah, definitely not those.
Got it. Wow.
Adulty toys. And eventually, like, showing him, like, the ones that I like the best. And he was asking for, like, tips. I thought it was for his wife. I know better. But, you know, just playing dumb here and going along with it.
Okay, I was going to ask, like, was it just flirting like that? And then I'm like, okay, no, you guys are talking about your extracurriculars.
No, while I was gone, at one point, he stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning on a work night and, like, sent me pictures of a banana on a fucking counter that was, like, out of nowhere. So I was like, is this supposed to be a joke about... I said, like, is this a reference to something or something like that? Like, just very random things that are very... insinuating of things, and that's how it ended up with like just progressively going to me sending pictures of my toot nanny.
Okay, just to clarify, was it an actual banana or like the metaphorical banana?
A literal banana.
Okay.
Banana on a kitchen counter. Yeah.
But you guys have sexted like nudes to each other.
Many a times. It took me like 10 minutes to scroll to the top of it.
Because there's so many nudes?
I've only seen like prints of his, and one of them he took in the office and had to like delete it, and I was like, what was that? Like, I saw it and then he deleted it immediately, and then I said why, and he was like, because it was in the office. And then I've gotten a few more since then. I got one like right after Christmas, I think it was in like Christmas pajamas. It cracked me up.
I'm so like, I don't understand how you have not only a wife but then also four kids. Like, how are you able to take this many photos? Like,
I don't know. So he doesn't take that many. I'm just a show off again, office slut, fully aware of it.
Okay.
I don't know, I just have fun with it.
Okay. And then does the coworker you've moved on to, do they know that you've been fucking with the boss, and have they been fucking with the boss too?
They don't know. They have not been fucking with the boss because they're two men.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're both straight.
Well, listen.
Which, yeah, two men can definitely all day, kind of hot. Also, I have made a joke about that. That's also one thing that led to this is I saw one of my coworkers bent over to pick something up, and I jokingly, I shouldn't have said, damn, I love to see a man face down, ass up like that. And the guy didn't understand it. Like, the man that I said that to, he had no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
So what? You decided to take him home that night and show him?
No, but my boss heard it and thought it was funny.
You guys, above all else, really need an HR department. like, quick.
Oh, it's heavy. We have, like, a 3 managers of HR and then, like, 7 people down there.
Are they in a coma? Does Vecna have them under his grasp? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I've honestly heard so many more issues of, like, other people. There's also a coworker that has had multiple complaints filed against them, apparently, and he's married, and I didn't know that, and he followed me on Instagram and tried to sleep with me, and I was not even that into that one, surprisingly. For me, that's a shock, admittedly, but wasn't, and found out that he was married, and now he fucks with me all the time. And I saw him at a gas station earlier, and he jokingly closed, he was going to open the door as I was walking out for someone else, realized it was me, and he jokingly closed it. So I opened the door next to me and I went, all right, go fuck yourself. And the guy that was walking out that he heard that he held the door, this random stranger that has no idea what's happening, turns around and sees me tell what he thinks is a fucking stranger holding the door open for me to go fuck himself.
I need some sort of show for whatever your work is, because what? This feels like The Office met 50 Shades of Grey and then like did the damn thing. Like, what is happening?
It's a big office, to be fair.
Yeah, well, no, it sounds like quite an expansive office that's just filled with horny people who are all sleeping and fucking each other.
It does sound like that, yes.
Is it not like that? Do I have a wrong impression?
No, you're very right.
And you're the one leading the charge, it seems.
I don't honestly think I am from what I've heard. To be fair, a lot of people are like married to each other. Some of their kids work there and stuff. Like, they are actually fucking their coworkers.
Well... Wait, how does that work? If you technically work with your partner, is that fucking your coworker?
It's nepotism. And yes, it is. That's why I don't think I can really get in any trouble.
How so?
Like, we have people that are dating openly and, like, kissing in the parking lot and stuff like that. I mean, for the boss thing, yes, but I'm not the one in power here, nor married.
Right. No.
If anything, I get paid to shut up.
But do you feel bad doing this with a married man, like knowing that he's married?
I mean, yes, but again, I'm not the married one, I suppose. And again, I'm not sleeping with him. I wouldn't actually do that, I don't think. But again, I draw a line at certain morals, I guess. I really don't know. It's not a good thing.
No, I just, like, I work literally by myself. So, like, the only person who I'm having an affair with is myself if my boyfriend isn't around. So, it's, this to me is so fascinating that this is, like, a whole speakeasy culture at work for you.
It is. I'm 5 feet away from each all day, and we just have to listen to each other and talk all day and act like none of it ever happens.
And your boss and your coworker don't know that you've been with either of them.
Either one is unknown to the other.
Girl, your life sounds stressful as fuck. Like, are you just, like, horned up all the time at work being 5 feet from both of them?
Honestly, I'm not. I think on it, I don't even think it's about the sexual part of it. It's the power of it.
Okay. So you're a dom.
Oh, yeah. But I don't have power over the one coworker. It's just like knowing that and like we have a secret.
No, it's like the dynamic of it. I get that.
Yeah. But for the boss thing, it's the like boss dynamic that was hot. And the marriage was just a subsequent problem that made me feel bad, unfortunately.
Got it. And how long have you been fucking your coworker?
3 or 4 months.
Okay. Do you think you'd ever date them?
No, probably not.
Okay. Work.
I don't think they'd date me either. I don't know. It's weird.
Wow. This is fun. Thank you for like letting us into the day in the life of Amber.
Yeah, of course. I've worked with this guy for the one that I'm sleeping with. Both of them. I've been here for a year and a half. And I just found out the one that I've been sleeping with for 4 months, like roughly. He has a kid and I didn't even know it. That's why I wouldn't fucking date him, honestly.
And how did you find that out exactly?
Because I heard him talking. We have like a line of desks. I should not be saying all of this on this. Oh my God. Anywho.
Okay.
There's a lot of desks. We're like 3 feet apart and he was talking to somebody else and I heard him say something about a kid.
Wow. How many times have had you guys hooked up?
We'll go with 8.
You hooked up almost 10 times and you didn't know he had a kid?
No. Yeah, girl, I know, it's a lot.
I could gossip with you all day. This is insanity.
I've submitted another story, but I didn't think you'd be able to like have it on at all because somebody broke into our house and like stabbed someone with a screwdriver and then I had to punch him.
Well, look at us. I guess we'll have to save that for a future episode.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm like, wait, what? The way you're saying all of this, you're saying it as if it's like the most matter-of-fact shit that's like, the sky is blue, I'm sexting my boss, I'm fucking my coworker, someone broke into our house and stabbed me with a screwdriver. Like, what?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow, Amber.
Well, I was like 16 for that one. That's been a long time. So it's kind of just a memory now.
It's classic. It's vintage.
Right. That's one of those that like you'll tell your grandkids.
No, truly. That's the one that gets passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah. No, I'll never tell my kids this.
I'm dead. Amber, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, I just can't wait for my best friend to hear this. So I started listening to you like 4 years ago, like watching you. 4 years ago, but she's been watching your videos for like 10 years or something. So I'm excited for her to see it.
Does she know about any of this? I'm assuming, yeah, right?
She knows about all of that stuff. I'm on my way to her house now. I'm at the liquor store in the parking lot waiting to get off this to go in there. And then I'm going to her house. I tried to call her to tell her and she didn't answer, but she's already drunk.
Period. Well, have a good rest of your night. Be safe and have a little drinky for me.
Of course. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Y'all, what? The way that, like, you wouldn't be able to waterboard some of that fucking shit out of me. Y'all, it is, like, it really, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like I'm just being a judgmental hard C word. But, like, I don't understand / I am inspired by the fact that a lot of y'all just talk your shit so freely knowing that it's a recorded line. Like, if I even got to sexting with my boss. Although, no, you know what? Now that I hear it and, like, I put myself in those shoes, I don't know if I would talk about it, though, if he was married. Like, that one feels like it's obviously more on the boss for cheating on his wife. But, like, I feel like if you know someone's married, I don't know. I just feel like then that opens the floodgates for, like, that happening to you with someone who's like, I don't care if they're married. I don't know. That stresses me out. But do you, boo? But at least your grandkids will be able to listen to this episode and know your lore, Amber. Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, which is Tempo. Now, I'm trying to eat a lot healthier and be more consistent with eating healthier. However, during the week, my schedule can be kind of hectic with meetings, errands, lately a bunch of vet visits, and I feel like healthy eating suddenly takes like a second priority. This is why I love Tempo, because Tempo keeps me grounded with real meals I can heat in 2 minutes. And that's where Tempo comes in, because Tempo keeps me grounded with real meals that I can heat in 2 minutes, so I'm not really like defaulting to snacking or takeout. For those of you who don't know, Tempo delivers fresh, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. Each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner and ready in just 2 minutes. That means real food, real fast, without the sad desk lunch or drive-through regret. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy habits. I just really love how convenient but also flexible enough to fit with how I'm trying to eat. It's just truly like become the perfect thing, which is exciting because for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. You can go to tempomeals.com/Clemens. That's tempomeals.com/Clemens for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/Clemens. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's that time of year where everybody is setting themselves to a higher standard and setting high goals for themselves to change themselves for the better. And why not do that with what you drink? And that's where Nowadays comes in. For those of you who don't know, I'm obsessed with Nowadays. I literally, it is what is in my cup during this episode. Nowadays is a zero-proof THC beverage. Besides having no hangover, I love how reliable it is and also delicious. I remember years ago in LA trying my first weed beverage, and it was honestly so bad that it steered me away from them. I was hesitant to try Nowadays, but guys, this really is one of my favorite ways to get stoned. I'm doing dry January, and with Nowadays, I don't feel like I'm really giving up fun to chase my goals. Honestly, it's just a better way to do both. Listen, you're working hard. You're playing smart. You've earned Nowadays. I really am so gagged to have Nowadays supporting my show because I am just such a fan of the brand and product. And I really believe if you enjoy THC, you will love Nowadays. I say this because you can visit trynowadays.com/Clemens to get 20% off your order. That's trynowadays.com/Clemens or use code Clemens at checkout. And remember, drink responsibly and you must be 21 or older. Thank you to our sponsors. Cheers, and let's get back to it. Anyways, we are moving right along into our next call.
Hello.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what do you got for us today?
So I guess I'm going to be telling you about how I dug my grandfather out of his grave.
Okay. Is this like a sad story or like a funny story? I couldn't quite decipher that giggle you had.
It's actually quite funny. I would love to preface and say that all of this was completely legal.
Jesus Christ, we're getting a disclaimer. That's how you know we're in for a ride.
No, it's actually quite a tame story. It's more of just this happened when I was so young that it's just kind of become a core memory. And I'm not necessarily sure what to do with that.
Did someone leave their jewel in the coffin and they were looking for it?
No. So basically, I have an Asian background. My family is from Taiwan. And so a tradition that we have is essentially after a little bit of time, we perform the ceremony, which is basically a picking up of the bones. And we do a ritual that's essentially known as a second burial. And so what we have to do essentially is we have to dig up our relatives, clean their bones, and then do the whole ceremony before that we can officially like send them off into the afterlife. So that's kind of the general background of why this happened in the first place.
So you bury your family member, they decompose, and then you dig them back up to get their bones to clean them?
So once the bones are cleaned, the bones go in an urn in anatomical order. So like the feet bones go first, and then the legs, and then the ribs and the arms, and then finally the skull goes on top. It goes in an urn, in a box, and then it goes in a house, or at least this was for us. It goes in a house that has the bones of all of our other ancestors that goes back like generations.
So you have like a filing cabinet of entire family members' bones?
Essentially, yeah.
I'm genuinely like stuttering because I've never heard of this. And like, so you could like put together an entire skeleton like they have in like a biology class of your family member.
Yeah, essentially. You were mentioning earlier, it was actually really funny. We were a little too early and he hadn't fully decomposed the first time around. And so we had to rebury him, wait a couple years, and then come back.
Oh, so,
and then do the whole thing again.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question, is how long do you have to wait from burial to decomposition?
10 to 13 years. So by the time we actually did the whole thing, it was about 13-ish. Maybe a little later than that, actually.
Oh, my... Is this not traumatizing?
Do you
feel traumatized by it? Or it feels like so much of a tradition in your culture that it doesn't really, like, gag you?
I think I was personally too young to, like, fully process what was, like, going on when all of this was happening. And so I wasn't fully aware of what we were doing. Basically, I guess, like, you know, let's rewind in time. 10-year-old me in, you know, Taiwan for maybe the first or second time of my life. And there's a huge crane to take apart the graves. Because if you Google a picture of a Taiwanese tombstone or a cemetery, they are really fucking nice. They're really elaborate. And so we had to hire these construction workers in their crane to basically actually like tear apart this grave before we could get to this body.
So you guys need to like hire a whole construction moment?
There's usually like one or two men that like have to like really hammer it down and, you know, take everything apart. Like when I mean elaborate, it's really, really elaborate. It's tiled up. There's, you know, usually like statues everywhere. There's columns. It's just super, super fancy. And so I vividly remember thinking, well, that's kind of a shame that they have to, you know, like break all of the stuff to, you know, get my grandfather out of the ground.
So it's not like you guys with shovels just like in the backyard.
No.
Okay.
No.
Like, I am just like floored. I mean, I hope this doesn't come across as judgmental. I mean, like, I'm white as hell and we have open caskets. And to me, that is crazy. Like, I'm looking at like a wax figure of like my Nana and I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's fine because it's definitely more outdated now.
Okay. I was going to say, have you been to one recently as an adult, or is that like sort of a tradition that's fading out?
I've been fortunate enough to not have another family member pass away since then. So perhaps if my family wants to do it when, you know, the time comes for another family member, then maybe. But in the moment being, I have not attended a second one.
Okay. I mean, like, do your parents want to have this done for them?
Oh, no. They fully just want to be cremated.
Okay. I just am like, I'm like nervous for you. Like, I think it's so traumatic to lose someone close to you. And then it's like 10 years later, it's like, let's dig them up and hope they've rotted. Like, oh my God. I mean, like, yeah. Wow. This is very intriguing to me. I've never heard of this.
It's funny you say that because, so my grandfather that passed, he was my mom's dad. And I have pictures of my mom and her sister, my aunt, and they're like smiling from ear to ear, throwing peace signs in the picture. Like, you know, it's a good day.
Like digging him up?
Yeah. There's a picture of them standing in front of like the grave after like it's completely torn apart and they're just throwing peace signs.
I honestly am going to like go down. This is going to be tonight's like wormhole in bed that I go down, because like this to me is just like just death, like ceremonies and like traditions are so fascinating to me, because it's like I literally just sounded like a fucking DJ board, like but like I just, the idea of digging up bones and knowing whose they are is like, I don't know. I just have never thought about that.
It was super cool, actually, because once you dig out the bones, we had a priest bless and wash the bones with wine. And so there's another picture that I have that I honestly think is the coolest thing ever. It's a picture of the priest with the bones, and you just see his skull just sitting there in the sun, just like out and about. And again, being super young, it didn't process to me, but I look at this picture now and I'm like, holy shit.
You're like, yo, that's grandpa's dome right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, whoa. And like, here's the thing, like, I'm a hoarder in the sense of like, I know that there are things in life that you can never get back. So like, my dog Booger just had to get what turned out to be two teeth pulled, and I asked to save the teeth because I'm just like, that's a piece of Booger, like I know I'm gonna outlive see, this is why I'm not judging you, because like honestly I'm like, oh, like I've got my family in a filing cabinet, bet, like I'm almost like on board with it, like I get it, but I've just never thought about like, are they buried in a casket? Sorry, I could talk about this for the rest of the day.
No, you're so fine. Yeah, so he was placed in like a wooden casket, and then he was buried, and then we have like the whole, you know, fancy tomb over it.
Okay, and does the casket rot?
It wasn't the nicest casket. Honestly, I don't remember the casket too much, but it quite literally just looked like a plank of wood.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that you were like literally 10 at this time. I'm like, really? I'm like, is he in a coffin? Did the coffin fully decompose, or did you open a box of decomposition with bones? Like, it's just, this is fascinating. It's like part archaeology, part like crime mystery, part like family drama slash part comedy question mark?
Actually, wait, no, now that you mentioned family drama, I did lie. I forgot about this. I did have an aunt who passed away. However, I know for a fact that we will not be doing the ceremony because, so the aunt that passed away, she's married to my mom's brother. So my maternal uncle.
Okay.
And then she's married into the family. She passed away. It was very, very sad. She passed away from some autoimmune disease. However, when she passed, my uncle was going through all of her stuff. And he found out that she had an affair with his cousin.
He said, bitch, your bones are not coming back out of the ground. No filing cabinet for you.
Yeah, and so essentially, instead of doing the whole burial, he chose to cremate her.
Well,
And so her ashes, they are in the temple with all the other bones, with all the other family members. But I personally find it super awkward because all of the bones are in like these really ornate urns, and then the urns are in these really nice boxes that have your name, your generation, what part of the family.
Oh my God, wait. So it's like in a mausoleum kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought this was like in your parents' basement or something, like the filing cabinet, like gets passed down. Oh my God. Okay, the bones get taken out of the ground to go into a mausoleum.
Yeah, that's the better word for it.
No, that is... I'm like picturing a fucking tin filing cabinet from Staples or some shit. Like, I'm like, wait, this is insane. Like, you guys just have tons of family members in your basement.
There's at least like maybe 20 boxes of bones that are just in the mausoleum.
Have you, like, this will be my last question because, like, truly, once again, could talk about this all day. Do you like go back and look at them, or is it just something that like you go and maybe like light a candle and acknowledge, but you like don't look at?
So every time we go back to Taiwan, we will visit the mausoleum. We don't open them or anything. Honestly, I think it would just smell really, really terribly. But we light an incense or we light a candle. We have some offerings usually. And then it's just like a moment of silence for all of our ancestors. And so the last time we did that, my aunt had already passed away. And so we had showed up, to the mausoleum to, you know, give our respects to our ancestors. And, my other aunt, so my mom's sister, she had married, my uncle, who is American and was not aware that we did any of this stuff. And he had noticed my aunt's ashes in the corner. And it's super sad because, you know, all of the bones are in like these super ornate boxes. And she's
like on the floor in the corner.
She's just in a plastic baggie in a cement jar in the corner on the other side of the room. And my poor American uncle was like, what's that?
You're like, that's the trash receptacle. Thank you. And please leave your like, that is so funny.
He wasn't present during all of the drama when we found everything out. And so the family had to sit down and be like, listen.
Oh my God, Tara, thank you so much for like sharing this. Like I said, like I have a whole fucking deep dive to do tonight in bed. Like, oh my God.
Well, thanks for letting me share it. It's always great to talk about, I guess, the culture, because sometimes it just sounds really, really weird, and it's great, actually.
But, like, here's the thing. Everybody's culture sounds weird, and the reason yours doesn't is because it's what you're used to.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, the fact that at my funerals, it sounds like I'm, like, throwing funerals. Like, at the funerals I've been to, like, having open casket is, to me, like... On one hand, I get like the closure aspect of like, okay, this is them and they are physically not here anymore, or like spiritually not here anymore. But like, it's still like crazy that that's your last look of the person. Like that. So what I'm saying is I think everybody's culture is fucking weird because it's not something that we're used to.
Yeah.
Wow. But thank you so much. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you too.
Bye. Wow. I mean, listen, I've thought a lot about how I want like my body to be handled. I want to be cinched in a corset. I'm kidding. I do have my funeral planned. Not like fully, but I do have like a lot of details. It's in, like, I have a notes app note. Like, there's pictures. I need to work on color scheme. That's on my to-do list. But yeah, I like have it all planned out. And if you think Tara's culture was weird or unusual, wait till my funeral, because y'all aren't even going to be ready, bitch. I'm going to be laying there open casket style, which I just took a fat shit on. And I'm going to be on a king size, maybe California king size bed. And like, oh, it's just going to be such a vibe. Anyways, we have our next caller.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I want to read what you submitted because I think it will just best streamline the questions I have for you. You said this guy that you were dating loved being a bottom, which no shame, when I asked if he was gay, though, he told me no. So when was this, first of all?
So I would say this is like 4 or 5 years ago. I was in college, too. I was a sophomore in college, so that tells you anything.
No, I will say college is like the final boss of like coming out or not. Like, you either come out in college or you become a closeted Republican, because there really is like no like purgatory, you know?
No, there really isn't. And just to fair warn, whenever he told me no, I found something. My friends and I found something that night, which led me to being banned.
From what? Grindr? What were you banned from?
No. So I got banned from one of the frat houses in my college town.
Okay. We'll get there, young lady. So, okay. You're dating this guy for how long?
So the guy, I'm going to call him because, oh my gosh, his name is Kyle for right now.
Okay. So how long did you date Kyle?
Probably like a good like 4 to 6 months. I mean, we were kind of doing short term at this time. We were testing the waters.
Okay.
I got out of a long term relationship, so I was like, I'm gonna dip my toes in something.
Did you have any sense that you were dipping your toes into homosexual lake?
Honestly, no. But like towards the end of the relationship, I was like, this definitely is like giving something, but like I didn't have like concrete evidence yet because I was like,
no, I mean, like you barely had a vibe. Of course you didn't have concrete evidence.
I know. I was like, most guys, I went to school in the South. So, you know, there's like a lot of like dress up-y guys that are like hardcore, like Republican straight. So I was like, I don't know.
Totally. And like, I know what you're talking about, but how, like, if someone, like, I'm trying to think, okay, I'm a heterosexual female and I'm in a relationship in the South of all places.
Yep, yep.
And a guy is like, hey, I love to bottom. Well, in college, I would have been like, one, what is bottoming? And then the next Google search would have been, how would a straight man in the South know what bottoming is? Did like no bells go off?
Well, at like first, when I first met him, it wasn't like super bad because like, you know, like the first couple of times, you know, I didn't have like any indication.
Wait, he kicked this whole love affair off with sharing his love of being a bottom?
Kind of. Like
Caitlin!
I'm sorry.
I thought this happened like towards the end of it. You're like on a date with this guy that you just met, and he's like, hey, babe, by the way, I love being a bottom.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, this is going to work out?
I literally was like barely 21 at the time.
No, and I want to be clear. There might be like a 7% chance of judgment. But like, I really understand not knowing anything when you're 21, but like hearing that as 32-year-old, sadly fully formed me, that's crazy.
Well, looking back with my frontal lobe fully developed, I'm like, how did I not just like walk away? But then again, I really wanted to like get into this frat with my friends and I, because we've been trying to.
Oh, and Captain Bottom Pants was in that frat?
Yes, and I was like, I'm going to take one for the team and like see if I can try to get us in, because like they hosted like the tailgate.
Oh, honey, you took one for the team, but it was the wrong team, girl.
Yeah. No, I sadly realized that. My bad on my part.
So, okay, not to belabor a point, but I, like, just, this to me is fast. Like, this is a fascinating episode of just, I'm learning a lot today. So, when he said, like, hey, I love being a bottom, were you like, hey, here's a follow-up question? Were you like, hey, what is that? Like, how did that just, like, then fly under the radar?
So, I, like, asked him if, like, he was, I don't know how to, like, explain. I guess, like, I try to ask him, like, does it mean, like, you want me to pay?
Okay, love that, because, like, that was pretty much the question I wanted to ask, was, like, is that what he wanted, was to be pegged? Pegasus!
At the end of, well, okay, so that was at the very end of our relationship, whenever he, like, brought it up and, like, asked me to. And I, like, took a step back and I was like, I don't think I can do that. And, like, no, like, shame or judgment, but, like, I don't know how to do that.
And you know what? That is so fucking real. That is so real.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that. And, like, I'm freshly 21 and I'm like, I literally Googled it to make sure, like, if this was, like, what I was talking about and asking him, just to make sure. And, like, he was like, yeah. And I was like, and then he got offended when I told him I didn't know how to do it and I told him no. And I was just like, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so he's asking to be pet multiple times, and you've asked him if he's gay, and he said no. Which is, okay, a kink people have is getting pegged. Get down with your bad self. But, like, is he gay?
Well, so...
Oh, my God, how to say yes without saying yes. Well...
In short term, yes, because my friend who was just going through Grindr one day, and he like sent a screenshot to our group chat.
He's like, hey, is this your boyfriend?
Yes. He was like, isn't this Caitlin's ex-boyfriend who said that he wasn't gay? And so I took this screenshot and like showed all of like my friends like who didn't see it. And like was like, I like had to ask, I was like, did anybody else got that vibe? Like
everyone is like, girl, he wanted you to peg him.
No, for real, because when I said that, they were like, oh, that makes sense.
Everyone's like, well yes.
Yeah,
I'm screaming. Was this your first like college relationship?
This is not my first, but it was like probably like in like November, I would say, like November, December. So like towards like the middle of the year, I would say.
Okay. Because that feels like such a college relationship. Like just the self-identity discovery of it all. Like the amount of friends of mine from college that have slept with now gay people is like, I think it like honestly outweighs I think it's most stories I know from college of people having relationships is like all the dudes are gay now, or all the women are like bi or lesbian or whatever. That is so funny. Oh my God, Caitlin, thank you so much. Have you pegged anyone since?
No, I haven't, but I have, like, after the whole incident, I did do like a little bit of a deep dive, and I was like, okay, I don't know, like, I don't know. I just fear, like, maybe I'll hurt somebody because I've never done it, but I guess you live and you learn. But I don't know.
Okay, so it sounds like it's not on your radar. It's not on your horizon.
No, it's not on my bucket list. I'll say that.
Okay. And I think that's a fair way to put it. Thank you for being on today's episode and sharing such a honestly humorous time from your college career.
Thank you. That is just one of the many wild stories I have just from my sophomore year.
Was your sophomore year of college like the glory days?
Yes, and then some, I will like to say. That's a story for another time, but it had a lot of, there's a lot of stories that come from that year.
I feel like everybody has one year at college that like really was the big one. Like that was freshman year for me. Like I peaked in college freshman year in terms of like being an absolute degenerate psychopath. Like I had the confidence of a fucking freshly 18-year-old, and it showed.
Yep, that was me at 21. I thought that I was at the top of the world and nothing could touch me, and sadly it got me.
No, it gets us all, trust and believe. It gets us all. But wow, thank you for sharing and for being on today's episode. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Of course, you too. Love you and love the podcast so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I can't wait for you to hear it.
I can't wait. Bye.
Bye. Wow. I like really do believe that theory that like everybody has one year of college that's just like the one that yielded the highest and most like top tier lore. But today was a fun episode. I really like it didn't feel like a typical episode. Like if anything, I feel like I learned a lot today. But I really like kind of enjoyed it. There wasn't any like aha gotcha moments. Well, okay, never mind. The first call was like literally about someone f***ing their boss. Sorry, sexting their boss. I would hate to put you write you in history like that, Amber. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. If you haven't, be sure to subscribe. And while you're at it, rate and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It helps us out tremendously. And I've seen so many wonderful reviews. And I just love reading what you guys have to say. So thank you so much. And if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Chris vs. the People. I'm heading on over to the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon. You can find the link down below. But if I'm not going to catch you over there, I'll see you next week. Bye.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.